In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
We were over at the University of Georgia earlier this week. We are the official sports talk home of the Georgia Bulldogs. And boy, I tell you what, Road Dog had me lined up, had a busy day, got a chance to sit down with a lot of these coaches and players, and it was a pleasure. I mean, I love being there. I love talking to all these different athletes in the different sports. And one of the guys playing Georgia football at that wide receiver spot, I've really enjoyed watching when he was playing with the Missouri Tigers. Had a lot of respect for him and the job he did. And when he transferred into Georgia, been a big fan of the job he's done, too. Dominic Lovett. Friends call him Dom. Had a chance to sit down with him a couple of days ago. And here's that interview in the Bulldog Beat.
The Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Joining me now, Georgia wide receiver, Dominic Lovett. Dom, we appreciate your time today, man.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, congrats on a really strong season last year, both individually and as a team.
Thank you.
What was that first year like, putting on that Georgia uniform?
First year, honestly, like I always tell people, it was an honor, a real true honor. This place was built on toughness, connection, resiliency, and composure. Those are our four DNA traits, and I wear those on my sleeve every day. Just to put the G on and go out and play for the Bulldogs has been a dream come true. I felt myself grow on and off the field as a man, as a player, just over the understanding the overall game and just growing as a person.
Yeah, and you had an outstanding year. You know, and as fate would have it, you took on your old team.
Yes, sir.
The Missouri Tigers came to town and really a heck of a football game.
Yes, sir.
What was that like, you know, going up against your former teammates? That had to be a little different experience.
It was actually fun. Emotions were high just because, that you know, like, you're playing your old team, you want to do good. Them also, like, are your friends, but at the moment they're not your friends because you got to go against them. So emotions was everywhere. I felt a little bit of everything, love, joy, excitement, nervousness, competitiveness, just a little bit of everything. And after the game, I hugged all the guys, hugged the coach. I told them that they're having a great season. I miss playing with them, and, you know, it was a good game.
So I catch you during the middle of spring practice. How's spring ball going?
Spring practice going good individually and as a team. You know, we signed our biggest class that we have in a minute, 33 newcomers. All of them are picking up great. They're pushing us older guys, you know, stay in shape, you know, old guys, you know, bones start to hurt a little bit. You got to keep pushing. And I just feel like overall as a team, we're growing and everybody's getting better.
You know, I look at that wide receiver room, and I can't say that I've seen the room as deep as it appears to be right now. I mean, just a great collection of skilled receivers that you're going out there with. Talk about the new guys for a second. What about Michael Jackson III? And we got Humphreys out of Vanderbilt's come in, and Colby Young, ex-receiver out of Miami. Talk about these new guys.
All three of them have caught on to the playbook extremely fast. They're out there making plays, basically just playing football how they should when they all came in. Even the freshmen are coming along, you know, coming to a new program at the college level, you know, with the success that Georgia has. You know, everybody come in and held to that standard, and they all haven't met that standard. We just keep growing day in and day out. Just as a receiver room, we hold each other to that high standard. Then we're going to keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, that offense looks like it's going to be fun to watch again this year. I mean, your offensive line looks really solid.
Yes, sir.
I know you lost some talented guys.
guys, but got some young guys ready to step in and take charge. You know, looks like your run game's going to be there. You got a quarterback that can spin it.
Yes, sir.
And Carson Beck and this deep wide receiver crew.
Yeah.
The offense, what do you think about the offense in 2024?
I think that they're going to be explosive. We're going to be forced to reckon with. I feel everybody leans on their brother at a moment, and as long as we're all pulling in the same direction, we'll be just fine. What I say about the 2024, I say, you gotta sit back and you gotta wait. You gotta watch it.
We're looking forward to seeing you guys on G-Day now. And,
yes,
and what about the tight end room? We got Bowers. It is looking like he'll be a first-round pick. And, you know, I got a chance to see Delp and Lucky play in high school.
Yes, sir.
And was really impressed. Those guys look like they're ready to step in and fill that void at tight end with Bowers moving on.
Brock Bowers definitely set a standard, not just for the tight end room, just for everybody, just for how he worked, worked day in and day out on a consistent basis, how he rehabbed, how he took care of business on and off the field. And that set the standard for the tight end room. So Delp, Lucky, and the rest of the tight ends are ready to step up and have no droppage or no loss in that position. But not only for that position, just for everybody. That standard is held to everybody. And Brock Bowers set that standard.
Yeah, he's a good one for sure. Look, can't wait to see where he ends up.
Yeah,
I hope he gets with an organization that's going to be able to take advantage of that skill set that he has.
Yeah, he got a rare skill set.
So, I mean, Drink was running a great offense out there at Missouri, and Mike Bobo doing a great job here with the Georgia offense. That was part of the reason why you ended up here, was to be a part of this offense and win big.
Yeah, that was really just, honestly, just stepped out on faith. It was like a personal decision. It was nothing negative that happened at Mizzou. I told Coach Drinkers when we had parted ways, you know, there's no bad blood. I still, you know, love him. This had nothing to do with him or the program. It was just something, a decision that I wanted to make. When I had stepped out, Georgia just felt like the right place with a family-friendly environment. You know, being farther away from my family, you know, I needed somewhere I was going to feel like I was involved in a family-friendly environment. I felt they can develop me to the next level on and off the field, add value to my game, and also help me make connections off the field. And I feel like since I've been here, everything has been great. So I'm just taking it day by day and enjoying the journey.
Are you over the disappointment of the way last season ended? Not the Orange Bowl. I mean, that was awesome. But as far as the SEC title game, lost a really close, hard-fought game. The College Football Playoff Committee didn't have you guys in there. I'm still a little upset about that part of the deal. I think y'all got dissed a little bit there. But is that, you think that's a motivator coming into this year for the guys that were on that team last year?
Well, we definitely have a chip on our shoulder, but we can't look at the SEC championship or the Natty just yet. You know, we got a pretty tough schedule. We got to take it game by game, and that's what we're going to do. But right now, we're in spring ball. We're grinding, taking it day by day, growing as a team and as a brotherhood, and can't wait for the season.
Don, thanks so much for your time, man. It's great meeting you.
Great
best
meeting
of
you
luck this year.
Thank you for having me.
Dom Lovett, I tell you, as a quarterback, you really love these receivers that are dependable. They run the route they're supposed to run. They're in the area of the field where they're supposed to be. They're going to make the catch. And even when you throw a bad ball, they're able to play defensive back and prevent the interception. I mean, there's a lot to like about Dom Lovett. And looking forward to seeing more of him with Carson Beck throwing him that ball coming up later this year. That's going to be a lot of fun.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.